Hey guys, welcome to the Mental Makeover Podcast. I'm Lauren Curtis. You've probably heard the phrase, the grass is always greener on the other side, but I believe it's greener where you water it. This podcast is here to provide you with meaningful advice from myself and others in order to give your little patch of grass the best chance to grow and flourish. Hi everyone, welcome to 2021 and season 3 of the Mental Makeover Podcast. So we spent the Christmas and New Year's break with family, very, very lucky to be able to do so. I know many of you guys probably weren't able to. Every single year that Reese and I have been dating, which is coming on 6 years, I think, we had driven down south from Perth, so our old house that many of you would remember, the modern white box. We had come down and spend the break down here where we currently live. And yeah, I just have such fond memories of this place. It's incredible. But this year, because we live here now, my mum and sister drove down from Perth and spent the break with us, which was amazing and super fun and makes me realize how nice it is having, like, it's good to be, you know, away from Perth, but it is so nice to have your family close. So that was lovely. And over the break, basically, Reese and I have been exploring the beaches down here, just getting outside, making the most of the holidays, basically, while he's off work and while all of the brands and stuff that I normally work with and my management, they're also off work. So it's kind of just a period where we, like, switch off and get outside, basically. And it has brought up a lot of thoughts for me. I have been, in my head a lot over the holidays, and I wanted to kind of just talk about it with you guys because I think that when I'm struggling with something, it's a really good time to talk about it because, no, it's not even that I'm struggling. It's what I said in my last podcast. It's like when I'm on the edge of struggling with a problem or I've, like, almost come full circle with it, like I've come to a solution or I've kind of gotten over that hump and I'm feeling better about it, that's the best time for me to share it because it means that I can kind of share the raw feelings that I've been feeling and then also what I've used or what I've implemented to help me with the resolution, I guess you could say. Okay, so my main point is that body positivity is hard. And the reason I say that is because I have done so many podcasts and Instagram posts and all of that about body positivity and how much I encourage it and I am behind it and I'm constantly working at it because I don't think it's something that you just say to yourself, I love myself as I am, and like you're constantly cured from insecurity about the way you look. Like that's just naive and silly and it's not the way our brains work. It's something that needs to be chipped away at probably for the rest of our lives if we're honest, because the way society works is that it's always changing the goalposts. Like one day, a celebrity with a beautiful hourglass body is considered beautiful. The next day, a thin supermodel with a beautiful, you know, toned body is considered beautiful. And each time you're looking in the mirror and you're thinking, mine doesn't look like that, or mine does look like that. Or so it's like, it's as much as we like to ignore external messaging, I think it does play such a huge part on how we look at our bodies. So even if you do come to terms with the way you look, come to terms as if it sounds so dire, if you not come to terms, accept the way you look, and I say accept because some people are struggling to do more than that. Some people are at the point of love and appreciation. Other people are at the point of acceptance, which kind of means that you're not really loving it, but you're accepting it the way it is because you know that that is just the way your body looks and the way it is, the way it looks when it's at its, like, you know, healthiest, comfortable point. Or perhaps you are not even at acknowledgement yet and you're just at, like, I don't know, resentment. Who knows? But if you do get to a point of acceptance at the bare minimum, then chances are maybe in 6 months or a year, you're going to think that your body needs to look a different way, and then you're going to be unhappy with it again, or you're going to go through just a different period of life and you're going to look at yourself differently. It's just the way we are. We change our opinion on things, we ebb and flow, and we don't stick to one particular viewpoint or opinion or belief the rest of our lives. I mean, to some degree we do, but especially with our bodies, I feel like it's constantly changing, especially as women, and then like being a woman that ages as if it's some like as if the world is crumbling beneath us as soon as we hit our late 20s or something. That's also looked down upon by society, like, hide your wrinkles, buy this cream, it'll get rid of all your fine lines and wrinkles, and don't do this because you look old, do this because you look younger. So it's like, one thing is body positivity and how your body is shaped, or how toned it is, but another thing is your face and how youthful it looks, or how glowy, or how full, or plump, or if it moves or if it doesn't move. Like, it's just, yeah, it's very, very complex. And so I read, I don't know what it was recently, it must have been some kind of article or a post or something, and this woman was saying that over quarantine, maybe she lived in Melbourne, and she was in, you know, you guys were all in quarantine for what felt like a million years, I'm sure, but she really came to love the way she looked, and she really grew to appreciate her body, and it was like a really full circle thing for her. She really grew to, accept herself. And then when she got out of lockdown and was able to be around other people again and not just, you know, cooped up in her apartment or her house, then that's when that kind of crumbled away, because she was able to compare herself to other people again, which is such a killer. And it made me think, and I'm guessing it made her think, that we do have the power to do this ourselves. We do have the power to change the way we feel about ourselves and to be, body positive. But that's just one part of the equation. And there are so many other parts that come into play that really do have a lot of sway, and that really can affect our overall perception of ourselves. Because I know that if I'm at home alone for a while, or, you know, I haven't really got out of the house much or whatever, which is usually the case during the year, like, you know, when I'm working and Reese is working and we have the weekend to get things done, I'm not really around other people as much, so I'm not really, I don't know, I feel like I can make more progress with my self-confidence and that kind of thing. I'm a bit more tunnel vision. But I've noticed, which is why I brought up what we were doing over the Christmas New Year's break, when I'm outside and constantly around other people, going, especially in places like beaches where you're really at your most vulnerable body-wise, that's when, like, all of my progress was like thrown up in the air, and I was like trying to catch it all at once, like I was juggling or something, and it was really difficult because of a few different things, and it was really draining. And I'm sharing it because, like, I'm being vulnerable about it because I know that many of you will feel the same way, and I worry that sometimes if I'm posting, like, or if anyone is body positive, body positivity, be, you know, in love with yourself and the way you look, that's all well and good. But the reality of it is that that is always going to be easier some days and harder other days. And I don't want people who listen to these podcasts or read posts to think that they have to be that way all the time. And if they don't, then they should be ashamed, or they feel really hard on themselves, because that's what I feel like sometimes. And the reality is that some days you will feel good about yourself, and, you know, you should really savor those days. But other days, they're going to be really, really, really hard, and everything you've, you know, every positive feeling you've felt about yourself is going to go out the window. And that's normal, and it doesn't mean you've gone backwards. It just is literally a part of this process, and it's a part of being human. And I think you just appreciate the days where you do feel good about yourself, and acknowledge, accept the days when you don't feel good about yourself, because it's totally normal. And that is why I'm sharing this, just to be realistic about it and be real and upfront, and to remind you guys that we are all in this together. But anyway, The first thing, sorry if I'm taking really big deep breaths, I'm not pausing this podcast, so I don't have time to be like off camera. It's part of the reason why I stutter, because I don't breathe properly, so when I'm taking deep breaths, it's like I'm not that bad, but anyway. So we had a few days quite a few days at the beach actually, and as you probably all know by now, my skin is very fair, so I've had my days where I've worn bikinis and not worn sunscreen, which was when I was much younger. Then I've had days where I've worn bikinis and a lot of sunscreen, and I hate the feeling of it, but, you know, it is what it is. You should wear it, because if you don't wear it, you're silly. But now I seem to have progressed to the full-blown skin covering up, because it gives me the most peace of mind, and it means I don't have to cover myself in sticky sunscreen. It means even when I swim, it's not washing off, and especially for days if you aren't feeling as confident, that's also a bonus. You don't have to worry about what other people are thinking, in brackets, even though they're not thinking about you. Just a reminder to you and to myself, to all of us that think that everyone's obsessed with us when no one cares. So yeah, I've been really enjoying wearing like long-sleeved tops to the beach, and even little shorts sometimes, because it covers my butt cheeks that always get burnt. And then that's not to say that, you know, I'm never going to wear a bikini again, because I do like wearing a bikini sometimes, but for things like paddleboarding and just being at the beach and lounging around, it is just nice to be covered up. So that was kind of the first thing that I was like, oh wow, I would see all of these, and also, I won't get ahead of myself, but the second point is that I didn't really bother to fake tan over the holidays, because I was just preoccupied doing other stuff, and it wasn't the first thing on my mind, which is actually a really, really good thing. But I think, and any of you who are pale is a bad word, I don't like the word pale, fair, you probably understand this, you kind of feel... I don't know. I think in Australian culture, we really, really celebrate tanned skin. Like, it's something really, really beautiful. Like, beachy bodies, sun-kissed, surfy, that kind of look. That's what is celebrated. And so when you see girls that are not only, like, wearing their beautiful little bikinis, and then they've got this beautiful, beautiful tanned skin, and then you're sitting there with, like, 10,000 layers and, like, you know, fair skin glowing in the sun, it's just, my insecurities were like, poof. I was like, oh, I feel so gross, I feel so white and pale, I feel like my cellulite's on show, I feel like I've got, like, dimples, and then I felt daggy because I was wearing stuff to cover up my skin because I didn't want to get burnt. And then I'm like, oh, it's so much less attractive than wearing a little skimpy bikini. And then I'm in my head about it, like, why does it matter what I'm wearing? Who cares? It doesn't make me any less of a person. Like, because I have all the tools that I've shared with you guys before, like, I say all that stuff in my head as soon as I have a bad thought. But sometimes it's like a tennis match. Like, one bad thought comes in and you've got to try and hit it with a positive thought, and it's coming constantly. And it can get really draining. And it was nice having my mum and sister there, because they both cover up as well, because they're both fair. It's funny, my dad's really tanned, but all of us kids, and mum's really fair, all of us kids are fair, like mum. So, and then I've got Reese there, who's like this beautiful tanned colour, and he does wear sunscreen now. Thank God, now. I mean, most of us didn't wear sunscreen when we were younger, unless we had really strict, diligent parents, or even if we did have strict, diligent parents, as soon as you leave the house and you're not spending all your time with them, like, they can't tell you to put on sunscreen from, you know, a different location than, like, you know, anyway, rant. So that was going through my head, and even yesterday when we went to this beautiful location, and it was this beautiful rocky beach, and the water was like this incredible bright aqua, and it was super flat when this area is usually normally really windy, and it was very hot, and there were a billion flies, and I was just had to walk up these rocks, and I just felt really yucky about myself. I just felt like every time I took a step, I was just flabby, or it was just like really negative self-talk that I don't normally have. I was just thinking like, oh, I wonder how I look like walking up these steps, and I wonder if my legs look untoned, or I wonder if my skin looks so white, or all these, really like toxic stuff. And I'm like, where is all this stuff coming from? Like, I thought I had gotten past that kind of, literally just self-talk. And then I was looking at all the other women there that were there, and don't get me wrong, like a lot of the Asian women with their beautiful fair skin, they were really, really covered up as well. And it was really just like the local surfy people, and I guess maybe not European tourists, because they can't come over here. I don't know, just the people that naturally have skin that tans, or they spend a lot of time in the sun, or maybe they're just naturally tanned. Their beautiful skin, and they're wearing little bikinis, and it's so hard. That's my point. It is so hard, no matter how much work you do on your own, it really is hard to go out and be around the people that society tells you whose bodies are like ideal and perfect. It's hard to be around those people and not compare yourself. It's really hard. And especially when you're with, I was with Reese. And I was thinking, oh, I wonder if he finds that body type more attractive. Is he thinking that they're more attractive? And it was just like this really gross downward spiral. And I'm sure many of you have been in a similar situation where you just have one thought and it catapults itself into a million different negative thoughts. And you end up leaving thinking like, okay, I feel really bad about myself right now. And that was kind of yesterday. And I know that if I wanted to put fake tan on and wear a bikini, I can do all of that stuff, but it kind of bugged me that like that was the solution, like that's not the solution, because that's just becoming what I think I should be rather than what I naturally am. And so I do intend to fake tan, not because of that incident, but because I love being tanned, and I also love being fair sometimes. I feel like it's a really nice, beautiful, that's the thing, it goes from one to the other. Sometimes I'm like, wow, my skin is so like fresh, like not fresh, but I don't know, just delicate looking and like old school, you know, back in the million years ago, that kind of skin was the ideal skin type, because it was like porcelain, and just like there are really cool things about both, and I like having the option to go between them. And also, makeup is so much easier to apply with a fake tan. I mean, damn, makeup is so much harder to apply when I'm fair. It's like every single little bit of texture or mark or anything on my face is impossible to perfectly cover up like it is with a tan. I don't know what that is about. Anyway, to get back on track, I know that if I, wanted to wear a bikini and to conform, not to conform, I'm not trying to conform, but to appease my insecurities, then I can do XYZ and I can get closer to that goalpost. But I feel like that's just my ego talking. That's just the screaming insecurity saying, quick, help me, help me, help me, cover me up, fix me, bury me, bury me in fake tan and bikinis. And so I know that would be a quick band-aid fix. And if I want to do it in the future, I'm still able to. And I don't want to do it. Yeah, that's it. I can do it, and I'm sure I will do it again, maybe a couple of times, maybe many times. But the point is, I don't want to do it out of insecurity. I want to do it because I want to do it, because I chose to do that. Not I felt like I needed to do that. It's a want versus a need. And when I, voices breaking, going through puberty, when I got home, pretty much after every single day, I really had to get myself back in that mindset of there is more to you than the way you look. There is more to you than the way you look. You are a good person. Your value does not depend on your appearance. You know, Reese loves you exactly as you are. Your family loves you exactly as you are. You have supporters all over the world that love you for who you are, not because of the way you look, what you offer. Like, it's just really drilling in that what is on the inside is what counts, and that other people's beauty does not take away from your beauty. That was something, Mia's agreeing with me, that is something that I really reminded myself of as well. When I saw their beautiful bodies, I was like, their beauty does not take away from your beauty. They can be beautiful and you can be beautiful. You can be beautiful for your own reasons. You can be different and still be beautiful. You don't all have to look the same. You don't all have to conform to society's idea of beauty or image of beauty. You can look entirely different and still be beautiful. Ah, it's just something that is so easy to forget when you're in the thick of it. It's like you have blind goggles on and you can't see anything except your own insecurities and your own faults, in little air quotes. Yeah, it is a tough one to get on top of, and that's why I wanted to be really open about what I was struggling with and be real about the fact that body positivity is not something that you do once, or you preach to yourself once and then you're done and dusted for the rest of your life. Like, you are going to have triggers, you're going to have times where you feel really gross about yourself, you're going to have times where you feel amazing about yourself, and that you can exist in this world and look the way you do without needing to compare yourself to somebody else, or without needing to look like a certain celebrity or someone on Instagram, without needing to be a certain size, without needing to have perfect skin, without needing to have a certain skin color. You can just exist on this world as you are right this very moment and still be beautiful. You have a right to exist the exact way you are, exactly as you are, no more, no less. There is so much more to you than what you look like. There is so much more to you than that. And also, we can all be beautiful. It's not a competition. One person's beauty does not take away from your beauty in any way, shape, or form. Boom. Thank you for listening. I hope that can be a little bit of a reminder for you, I guess. I hope it helps to take a bit of weight off your shoulder, because it does for me. It absolutely does for me. I'm very well aware that I'll be working on this forever, and it's fine. It's just like, you've got to realize that you're worth the effort. Don't give up on yourself. Don't let other people give up on you. Don't let other people make you feel like you have to look a certain way. That really, really freaks the hell out of me when I hear stories of women's partners telling them that they need to lose weight, or that they're getting fat, or anything like that. Like, yuck. Never let anyone make you feel bad about yourself. That is disgusting, and there is no excuse for it, especially if they are someone that you love and that you've put trust in. That is just pure disrespect, and there is never an excuse for someone to make you feel bad about yourself, especially if they have made you vulnerable around them. Like, if they have made you feel like you are safe with them, like you can trust them, like they want the best for you, yeah, do not accept that. Do not ever let somebody else's negative opinions of you affect your own opinion of yourself, because as soon as you do that, then you let anyone's opinion of you affect your self-worth and your self-esteem, and that is a very slippery slope downwards. And once you allow yourself to be belittled or talked down upon by other people, then your self-worth goes to nothing, and then you let people walk all over you, and then people treat you badly or used you, and then you get yourself into even more trouble. So please, please stop it before it even starts. And if you recognize that someone is treating you badly or making you feel bad about yourself, tell them that behavior is wrong, unfair, and disrespectful. And if they don't listen, then that is the end of that chapter, my friend, because they will not get better. If someone doesn't respect you now, they're not going to respect you in the future if you do not tell them what you will accept. People accept the love that they think they deserve, and if you feel like you're ugly or unattractive, then you're going to accept love from people that either make you feel more beautiful, which is nice, but you should be doing that yourself. You shouldn't be looking to outside sources for validation, because as soon as that relationship breaks down, if it does break down, then you're going to look to the next person, and you're going to, if you're looking to someone else to tell you that you're beautiful, and that person's opinion of you changes, or one day they don't look at you the right way, or they don't touch you the right way, or they don't hug you, or they're less affectionate, the first thing you're going to think is that it's because of the way you look. Like, you need to do that yourself. You need to find that strength within yourself, Same thing with happiness. You can't rely on other people for your happiness. They can add to it, of course. That's the beauty of life and sharing your life with other people, but you cannot let them supply you with that because you can't control them. Do not put all your eggs in one basket, and do not put all of your happiness and your self-worth and your self-love and all of that good stuff into something that you can't control, because you are setting yourself up for disappointment and heartache. And I know it's a really negative way to end the podcast, but it is so true. I am really proud that I'm a very assertive person. I guess I have been brought up in a really safe environment growing up, where I wasn't privy to any kind of toxic relationships or anything like that that could have instilled a bad, kids are sponges, and they absorb any kind of negative dynamics that they see when they're growing up. So I'm very lucky that I didn't see any of that. So I've grown up with a very solid foundation, which means that I've been able to implement a lot of this stuff very easily. But I know that there are many of you who have grown up in perhaps broken homes or seen broken relationships, and it is so easy to adopt that kind of dynamic. And so implementing any of this stuff that I'm talking about is going to be a lot harder for you than it is for me. And that's just being completely honest. But you are worth it. You are worth it. You are worth it. You are worth it. Every single day you are worth it. Please do not give up on yourself. You will find someone as soon as you realize how much you deserve. You will find someone who treats you that way. It is a simple fact. If you hear people that are always going around in relationships and saying, oh, all men are jerks, I'm always being treated badly, they're always cheating on me, like, it takes a moment of self-reflection. Are there any red flags when you are meeting this person? Have you noticed anything that seems wrong or odd or doesn't make you feel good? Are you accepting love from someone who you think you deserve purely because your standards are low because of something you've experienced in the past or because of your upbringing? Like, it takes a moment to realize, or even just to acknowledge, like, what went wrong in your past relationship, and did you learn those lessons from that relationship, from that experience? Because if you didn't, and you're constantly going around in those same situations, then you're bound to experience it again and again and again and again and again until you learn finally the lesson that you're meant to learn. So yeah, well, that was a huge tangent, but I hope I made sense. I hope I got my point across. Thank you so much for listening. I really, really appreciate it. If you did enjoy today's episode, please don't forget to like, not like, that's YouTube, I think. Please don't forget to subscribe. Yeah, rate and review this podcast. It really does mean the world to me to see your reviews and the ratings. It's like, yeah, the biggest compliment. So thank you very much. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a great start to 2021, and I'm sure I'll speak to you all soon. Bye, guys.